You're listening to WUTC. I'm Michael Edward Miller. When I was growing up here in Chattanooga, I used to hear stories about scuba divers who went deep down into the river near the dam and saw giant catfish. Apparently, I wasn't alone.
They would say they were catfish down there as big as a man.
Oh, yeah. Huge catfish. You know, size of Volkswagens.
Biggest Volkswagen, definitely.
I don't care where you go, you hear that story.
That's from an episode of the TV show Monster Fish. It turns out these legends about giant catfish are all over the South, and in this episode, the show's host, Zeb Hogan, visited Chattanooga and other locations looking for these fish.
I'm on a mission to find out if the legendary monster catfish of the South is really out there.
Today on the show, Zeb Hogan joins us to talk about that episode, as well as an exhibit at the Tennessee Aquarium called Monster Fish. Zeb Hogan, thank you for speaking with us today.
Great to be here.
So this legend about Volkswagen-sized catfish, and I think it's interesting, that's a specific detail that I've heard and apparently other people have heard in other areas where this legend has spread. That is the legend, that people, scuba divers, have gone down into rivers and seen these gigantic catfish. I thought it was just a Chattanooga thing. Then I find out, no, it's actually a legend in many different places. How did you first hear this legend?
There are stories of car-sized catfish all over the U.S. I've heard these stories repeated in California, in the Pacific Northwest, in the Midwest, here in Tennessee, in the Northeast. So people are telling these stories of Volkswagen-sized catfish throughout the U.S. I can't remember the exact time I first heard the story, but I think, maybe one of the things that surprises people, it's hard to believe these stories, but when you see the photos of some of these monster fish in this exhibit, in the monster fish exhibit, you realize that perhaps some of these stories of car-sized catfish could be true.
You focused specifically on the South for this episode. Why did you choose to just limit yourself to this region?
Well, the South, there are a lot of legends of big fish in the South. I think people in the South, there are a lot of people who love to fish. There are a lot of people who love to tell stories.
Oh, yeah.
People have been fishing for a long time. The record for the largest catfish in recent times is just over 100 pounds, 130 pounds maybe. Big flathead, big blue catfish. But there are reliable records of catfish up to 300 pounds that were caught in the Mississippi in the 1800s. And so it could be that as the rivers here get healthier, as fisheries management gets better, that we may see these records, these current records of 100 plus 130-pound fish, we may break those records and we may start seeing catfish even bigger than the current world record.
And the urban legend is, so there's a dam. Scuba divers are down there. Maybe they're working on the dam or for some other reason they've decided to go down. They see these huge catfish the size of Volkswagens, are terrified, come back out of the water and say, we're never going down there again. And urban legends, generally the point of urban legends is to kind of serve as a warning, you know, like the urban legend about the kids who are making out in the car and there's the bloody hook and all that. So it would seem like the specific warning with this urban legend is be careful that you don't go too deep. Be careful what you look for. You did not heed that warning.
Yeah. Well, you hear it's easy for people to tell stories. And like you say, there's probably a reason behind a lot of these stories. And water, I've spent the last 15 years of my life studying the world's largest freshwater fish, including catfish that get over 600 pounds and over 10 feet long. So huge catfish. I think one of the lessons to take away from my work is that it actually, the water and swimming and being around water is actually much more dangerous. People see some of these fish. They look crazy. These are crazy, dangerous looking fish. But in reality, these fish are not that dangerous.
They're not sharks.
They're not sharks. They're not attacking people. But as we all know, being in deep water, being in fast-flowing water, especially for young children, is dangerous. So maybe that is, in fact, the origin of some of these stories where, you know, in reality, these fish are not themselves dangerous, but there is still a lesson there.
To towards the end of the episode, you do find a very large catfish, not Volkswagen size, certainly, but pretty big. Do you think that that it's just a fish that size that inspired these legends, or do you think there really are possibly fish the size of Volkswagens that people have seen?
I believe that there used to be 200-plus pound catfish in North America, and a 200-pound catfish would be larger than a person. That would be an impressive fish. If you saw a 200-plus pound catfish underneath the water when you're scuba diving, that would look like a car-sized catfish. So I believe the stories could be true. I also think that if we continue to improve the health of the rivers, if we continue to improve management of our fisheries, we're going to break, you know, right now at 140 pounds, we're going to see those records broken, and we're going to see larger and larger fish. And it's absolutely, there are 600-pound catfish out there. Most of the world's largest freshwater fish all over the world, whether it's South America, Asia, here in North America, they are catfish. So there are definitely big catfish out there. They're very rare. So out of 1,000 catfish that you catch, maybe one. Or out of 10,000 catfish, maybe one will be that truly giant-sized fish. So you're not going to probably catch a fish like that on your first day out.
That's Zeb Hogan, host of the TV show Monster Fish. We're talking about the episode where he came to Chattanooga and other places looking for giant catfish.
There are stories of catfish large enough to swallow a man.
But there is another reason I'm talking to Zeb Hogan, and that's because he brought an exhibit to town. It's at the Tennessee Aquarium. It's called Monster Fish, In Search of River Giants. And it contains life-sized models of some of the giant fish that he's featured in his TV show.
One of the things that people will see in the Monster Fish Museum exhibit that's here at the Tennessee Aquarium now, one of the taglines is the legends are real. And to me, what that means is it doesn't mean that every story you hear about a big fish is real, because there are certainly lots of stories being told about people catching monster-sized fish that are exaggerations. But the legends are real. What that means is that there really are 600-pound catfish out there. There are 10-foot-long, 100-year-old alligator gar. So some of these stories big fish, these big monster fish, they are out there if you know where to look. And one of the things I'm hoping, when people go to the exhibit, they can travel all around the world in the exhibit and learn about the world's largest freshwater fish in Africa, in North America, in Australia, in Asia. And so it's a chance for people to spend some time underwater in a world that people seldom see.
So are these kind of like taxidermied fish, or are they just replicas?
So these are life-size replicas. They're almost pieces of art. They're hand-painted. They were done by a very well-known artist who, he was talking to me all the time. He was talking to other scientists. He was talking to people in the regions where these fish occur to make sure that these replicas are as lifelike as possible. And they're beautiful. And what they represent is the record size that these fish ever attained. So there's, I believe, a 14-foot arapaima from South America, a 20-foot-long freshwater sawfish, a 7-foot-long American paddlefish, a 600-pound giant barb. And so in the exhibit, people can see how big these fish can grow. There are also videos about the fish, photos, there are interactive games. And so it's really a one-stop shop to learn about these big fish. And then the best part of it is that once people visit the exhibit, they can walk across the courtyard, go into the Tennessee Aquarium, and see live fish. The Tennessee Aquarium has electric eel that get up to about 8 feet long, arapaima, American paddlefish, freshwater stingray. So you can actually see examples of these fish alive in the River Journey exhibit at the Tennessee Aquarium.
The exhibit itself, why did you decide to put this traveling exhibit together?
I've been working on to find, study, and protect the world's largest freshwater fish for about 15 years. And this, it's basically what I've spent my life doing. A lot of these fish are endangered. They're very poorly known. The first time I ever saw one of these fish, it was in 1997. I was in northern Thailand, and I was standing on the riverbank, on the banks of the Mekong, and fishermen caught a 9-foot-long catfish, Mekong giant catfish. I just had no idea that a fish so large lived in fresh water. And so the objective of this exhibit is to increase awareness about these fish. You know, probably a lot of people don't know that such large fish live in fresh water. They're never going to have a chance to go to Cambodia and see a giant barb. They're not going to have a chance to go to Mongolia and see the world's largest trout that gets up to 6 feet long. And so this is an opportunity for people to learn about these endangered animals and their habitats in a way that we can't learn about ourselves by going out on the river.
For us, you know, it's just really interesting to see fish, this large freshwater fish. It's just a real wow kind of moment. But environmentally, in the food chain, in the ecosystem, why do these giant fish matter?
Well, so these most of these fish are top predators. They're at the top of the food chain. They're very long-lived fish. Longfin eel can live up to about 150 years of age. Sturgeon can live for over 100 years. So they're long-lived fish. They're slow to mature. A lot of them are migratory. They need healthy rivers. They need big areas. And so these large fish are the first to disappear if there's a problem in the environment. So if we start to see big fish like sturgeon that we have in here in Tennessee, sturgeon, alligator gar, American paddlefish, if these big long-lived fish start to disappear, we know there's a problem in the environment. And so in places where, for example, in China, China has the Chinese paddlefish that once grew up to 20 feet long, that may be the first one of these fish to go extinct. And that's an indication, the Chinese paddlefish lives in the Yangtze River, an indication that the Yangtze River is probably not healthy. And eventually, if we're not paying attention, our rivers become more and more unhealthy, then they're not good for recreation anymore. They're not good for drinking. They're not good for all the different ways that we enjoy rivers as well. So if we keep these rivers healthy for the large fish, we're also keeping the rivers healthy for ourselves.
With your show having been on for several years, with exhibits like the Monster Fish exhibit going around, what are you seeing? Are you seeing more of an interest just kind of among ordinary people about larger fish? What kind of impact are you seeing because of all this work you're doing?
People, I have seen an increased awareness about these fish. So 10 years ago, when I would go into a classroom of elementary school students, I would show photos of these fish and the students didn't recognize them. Now, when I go into a classroom, I show a picture of a Mekong giant catfish, sawfish, arapaima, freshwater stingray. Almost all the kids in the class know the names of these fish. So I think that, I mean, for me personally, that's very exciting. And I also think it's a great first step. I think that we have a generation of young people now that have heard about some of these stories and some of these fish. I'm hoping that we have a generation of young people that are going to want to be biologists, that are study fish biology and conservation biology and work to help protect these fish and their habitats.
What's next for you? What do you want to do with the show or just with your research in general that you haven't done yet?
Well, we're still doing the shows, and there are always stories out there that have yet to be filmed. You know, people ask me if we run out of ideas. I always, you know, there's a species of giant trout that has a bright green head, a bright red tail that lives in Japan. Very rare giant trout in Japan. I've always wanted to do a show about that fish. There's a giant carp, a gold, metallic gold-colored carp in Bhutan that can grow up to 7 or 8 feet long. I've always wanted to do a show on this giant golden carp. There's a huge species of catfish in Siberia that can rumored to grow over 10 feet long. I've always wanted to do a show on that catfish. So I think as long as people are interested in learning about these fish and watching these shows, we'll be able to find stories for them.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I would like to invite everybody to come down to the Tennessee Aquarium to check out the Monster Fish exhibit. So this Monster Fish exhibit features the world's largest freshwater fish. So people have a chance to come down, learn about the world's largest freshwater fish, see how big they can get, watch videos about the fish. And then after they visited the monster fish exhibit, go across the courtyard and go see some examples of these live fish in the River Journeys tank at the Tennessee Aquarium.
What do you think of it now that it's become a reality? You've been working on this for so long. How does the reality of the exhibit compare to kind of what you had in your mind when you were first planning this?
It's definitely lived up to my expectations. One of the most gratifying things for me is that this exhibit was created from nothing. There is not another exhibit of this kind on this topic anywhere. And so to be able to create something from scratch, an educational exhibit where people can learn about these endangered fish, that was really gratifying for me. And it's a partnership between National Geographic, the university where I work, the University of Nevada, Reno, and now the Tennessee Aquarium. And so everyone working together to make this happen, it's gone beyond my expectations. And I hope people that see the exhibit will be as enthusiastic about it as I am.
Zeb Hogan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Zeb Hogan talking about monster fish in search of river giants, an exhibit currently at the Tennessee Aquarium. You've got about a week left to see it. More information is at tnaqua.org.